I even bought you a home warranty.
Right.
Okay, now you're coming back to me 90 days later and wanting me to redo a roof or something. Guess I'm going to say, you know what? Because I don't want you keeping coming back. After we did it, I gave you the right to inspect the house.
Exactly. By everybody. Yes.
I didn't know there was wrong with the roof because my insurance company didn't tell me. But you had the right to check it out. You didn't do it.
Right.
So who's that fall on?
That's exactly right. And, you know, buyers do try to do that. And, of course, what do sellers do, you think? They kind of giggle a little bit.
Well, that's kind of why this realtor and the people I know, and I think some of the better realtors, most realtors in this town, because we have good realtors,
yeah,
are going to say, get the insurance company out there.
Absolutely. They should.
You know, even on a newer roof, just because of our hail situation here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell a story, too, on you.
Yeah, good. I hope it's a good one.
It is a good one. It's a real good one. And this is way too recent because, like in the last week.
Yeah.
Had a pipe burst, can't even want to say that word, in my house. And with the PEX, it wasn't put together, I don't think correctly, in my opinion. But anyway, it's all done good now, thanks to, and Right Plumb, I'll give them a plug.
Yeah.
It came out at 11:30 at night. My wife wakes me up crying. She goes, come here, it's raining in the kitchen. And I thought, she saw a spider or something, you know. But I go in there, and I go, holy moly. It literally had busted in between the second story and the first story. And I started, thank goodness you have a water tee. Folks, if you don't have a water tee, you need to go buy one. I'm just going to tell you. Because the way they have them, they're hard.
Know where to turn your water off.
And know where it is. But even by the time I got out there, she woke me up. Probably scared some neighbors, you know, shirtless running in there with some boxer-looking shorts on. But anyway, 11:30 at night, I don't think 10 people were awake. But got the water turned off, but not in time. I mean,
and only 2 hours.
Yes. And the plumbers, it was literally like a water hose up there just going. So... And I said, man, I have a big deductible. And you can choose what you want by what you pay a month. I chose big. On my cars, I have a big deductible. Because of what we just said, unless it's a big amount of money, I'm not going to turn it in. I'm not going to get a ding. I'm not going to have a bunch of stuff put on my insurance.
I think claims.
It's a bad deal. That's kind of how I think, just from being around it. So my wife's talking to Liz, their buddies, and Liz says, you tell Scott or I'll call Scott. He's going to turn in that claim. It's going to be more than you think. And thank you, because you were 100% right. I was wrong.
You can't say the word.
I don't want to say that word anyway, but it was. But I mean, it's how many insurance people say, no, you're going to turn a claim in against us for us to make sure you're taken care of.
Absolutely.
And you're going to use the right people to get it done. And we did. I called Surpro out there, which they have all those machines. And they're not cheap.
Oh, they're not. You're going to be astounded at the bill.
Well, we're extended already at all the stuff. But because, folks, you think a little stuff, it's not little. In fact, had a wonderful lady come out from Nationwide, and she said, okay. And I said, well, that's not a big deal. She goes, Scott, it's yours. It's a big deal to us. How much is this? How much is this? You know, because a few nice pieces of furniture that I inherited from my mother and that really mean something to me. And then the stuff I buy is not really that nice compared to that because money.
Right.
But anyway, she said, no, it doesn't matter. So what about that picture? I said, well, it just got a little big chip. She goes, it fell and hit the ground and busted it.
Yeah.
We're going to fix it.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, on and on and on. And I thought, wow, she just really was concerned about me and her stuff. And even at the point that we're going to take a break, I'm going to finish the story. How's that?
Absolutely. I got to hear the rest.
Welcome back and for the rest of the story.
Well, we haven't heard that in a while.
I know.
God, I really miss him.
Wasn't he good?
Yes.
Anyway,
that's showing our age, though, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Kind of stunned me on that one, but yes, it is. But so we live there, and she said, okay, Scott, if you find something else, I said, well, the wood floor, she goes, okay, we'll replace it. And I thought, okay, because it got wet.
The wood floors?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
And so we're doing that, which.
Well, they may not pop up now, but they probably
will.
It was
a little bit there initially in the back. So I'm going to well, your whole kitchen will be redone. I go, yeah, but I just got the redoing it. But she goes, if you find something. Because I said, I like to use these people that I think is a really good sheetrock peel, a really good paint peel, at least I use. Bobby Hasty did the stain on it, which really seems really, really good. Let's get those same people, you know, that you use. If they find something that we didn't see, you know, while I was here, just tell them to take a picture of it and send it to me, and we'll make it good.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you argue with that person?
It's awesome.
You said, we were talking earlier or yesterday, and you said, you know, we're real picky on the pre-inspections, probably more than most people.
We are.
But we're really, really good on the post And this is where post does count.
Absolutely.
Because you want somebody to show up and not say, well, we're not going to cover that, or we're not covering this.
You know,
we're not doing
you
this.
Know, Scott, what's funny to me is that I'll talk to people all the time. And, you know, occasionally I have a person that will say, you know, I love my insurance company. And I'll say, well, you know, I'll ask them, what do you love about them? Because you don't know if you have a good insurance company until you have a claim.
That's true. That's 100% true.
Because all you're doing up until a claim is paying them. Of course they love you because you're paying your premiums.
You know, and another insurance company, and I'll tell you exactly what I did. It was in Bentwood, and they came out and said, well, your roof's fine. I said, how could my roof be fine when every house around me is not fine?
Absolutely.
And so I called my agent at that time, a different company. He's not even here anymore. He was a wonderful man, by the way. And I said, I got a question for you. And I'm just one question. I said, you got a pretty big life insurance policy on me, don't you? He said, yes, I do. I said, if you're going to try to screw me on a roof right now, what are you going to do to my two daughters when something happens to me? Guess what?
You got a new roof.
Next day. Well, because it was bad.
Yeah.
Even the roofer told me it was bad.
Yeah.
So, but to have to do that, I really, yeah, I did kind of want to do that because what I thought about. I said, if we're worried about a couple thousand dollars on this roof, what are you going to do on $1 million?
Yeah.
You know, because you want to know your insurance people.
Mm-hmm.
They want them on your side.
Yes.
Like nationwide.
Right.
I had to do that.
Right.
Cool, wasn't it?
You should sing it.
Yeah. Nobody will turn the radio off. No, but good stuff. Well, let's talk. You said some other things going on. What in the real estate? I mean, in the real estate, in the insurance world. I'm so real estate minded. That's all.
Right.
But insurance wise. Y'all kind of passed all the big damages y'all had to go through?
Yeah, that's kind of subsided a little bit. I mean, we still have the stragglers, but, you know, you want to read your policy. You have so much time to actually make a claim after a hailstorm. And I think it's a year on most. You know, that's probably pretty common. But, you know, some people don't know that. And no, who reads their insurance policies?
Not me.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate.
I'd rather just call you.
Well, right. And people do, and that's fine. Actually, I didn't know anything about insurance as an adult.
Lisa does, though.
Right.
That woman knows her stuff.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. But so unless you're just like real estate, you know, you don't buy and sell a house every day. So you hire a professional. You call the professionals when you have the questions. So, you know, I welcome the calls.
Well, and I'm sure insurance is like real estate. I'm looking, you know, in the last 2 months, we had 3 new addendums come out.
Yes.
And if you know from being in real estate, you know, so 10 years, you remember how we had the big, huge special revisions?
Right.
There's really no need for any special provisions ever again because everything has an addendum. Did you blow your nose in the house? There's an addendum for that. It's really not. I just made that up, but there should be.
Right.
It's that close. It's that amazing. And they're changing every day. So not only do you need to be in the business, you need to be on top of your business. That way you can help people and give them the best advice and help them get what they need.
Right. And, you know, also the flood, you know, you and I have talked about flood in the past, but that changes a lot. You know, floodplains change.
Yes.
Which is kind of ironic to me, but I'm not sure why. I'm not a flood expert. But so you always want to make sure that the home that you're buying is not in a floodplain.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, because it's extra. Well, you know, a lot of people ask me, is this policy that you quoted me, is that home insurance and flood? No, it's never together.
Because, you know, they only extended the flood insurance deal till December 7th.